人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我非常荣幸的在西雅图中文电台的直播间迎来了一位嘉宾，他是西雅图市议员胡清雅。欢迎 Tanya。 Welcome Tanya to our program.
Thank you, I'm excited to be here.
我们也请到了 Newcastle 的市议员孙龙芬老师来担任我们这次节目的翻译。
亲爱的听众们啊，朋友们，大家好，很高兴再次应小袁台长的相邀来到了中文电台，我们会度过一个美好的夜晚。
好，我们知道下星期二是美国的大选日，然后西雅图呢也有一个重要的选举，就是第八席位的市议员的选举。那么这个席位现任的议员就是胡清雅 Tanya Wu 呢，他要竞选连任。所以我们很想知道Tanya 现在您的竞选的情况是怎样的。
So, we're talking about right now, we have Tanya Wu, the current Seattle City Council member for the entire Seattle City, and for her election for the position 8, right?
Yes, election is in 6 days.
So election days. Yes, that's what Xiao Yuan exactly just mentioned. Yes.
I'm excited. I'm tired having to work full time and then campaign in the evenings and weekends. But I'm excited to be out there and excited to represent the Chinese community in Seattle where I grew up. So I'm ready to go.
So 现在离下周二的这个美国大选日只有六天了。所以呢我很觉得我很疲惫，我很累，但是我也很兴奋。因为呢我会代表对更多的这个西雅图的人民当选成西雅图的议员为大家呢服务。所以我呢尽管我很辛苦，但是我特别的兴奋，我期待着这个大选。
我们知道Tanya是在中国城长大的，然后您呢一直在代表中国城的百姓做了很多的事情。就是您可以说是中国西雅图中国城的代表啊。那您就是能不能讲讲就是您当选对中国城有的重要性？
Tanya, so I know you grew up in like CID, Seattle, Chinatown International District, and we all hope that you will be elected. So if you are elected, what do you think?The impact importance of your being elected, because you will be representing a lot of people in the Seattle city of Seattle. So please share with us.
Yes, I think representation is so important. There's about 20% Asian American in Seattle, and I grew up in Seattle. I grew up in my grandparents had a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant in Wallingford, North Seattle. And then I grew up in my parents' bakery in Chinatown. I used to climb up on the counter and help count change and hand out pastries. And so growing up, going to Chinese school on the weekends, and then we haven't had a Chinese American council member for over 20 years. And so I think when having that representation on council is very important, because not a lot of people in city council talked about Chinatown International District. And when I ran, that was what everyone was talking about.
So, 我是在这个西雅图这个中国城长大的。我在我的这个父母还有我的这个父母的就是长辈，他们这个在西雅图呢有餐馆还有这个糕点店。我曾经呢数钱呢帮助家里的这个生意啊。所以我看到了这个，我意识到了代表性的重要，就代表我们亚裔的重要。因为在西雅图市有20%的亚裔，所以呢，还有而且呢，在西雅图的这个市议员的历史上，已经有20年了， 我们呢还没有这个正式的华裔再次当选为西雅图的市议员，那是在20年之前，所以我呢非常希望呢我可以出来代表大家，所以这个是因为我非常熟悉我们的中国城，我是在这里长大的，我也期待着我能够胜利的当选。
好，我们知道就是 Tanya 的这个席位比较复杂，因为您是接替上一任议员的职位，所以今年要选举，选完了之后明年还要选举，所以就是选举的非常的繁忙。就是您也请您介绍一下这方面的情况。
So we all know that so Tanya, your election is quite complicated because you were appointed to replace because the council member who was elected as a King County council member. So now your seat is quite complicated. So you are running right now, and next year you're going to run again. So please share with us about your election and about this complicated situation.
Yeah, so I am filling an appointment. I was appointed by my fellow council members because I ran last year in South Seattle for the South Seattle council member position, and I got to make amazing friends. And so it's quite an amazing experience being on council right now because all of the council members, except for one, have endorsed me. And, you know, in order to get any legislation or bills passed, you have to have a majority of the votes. And so that's what I bring to the table, the collaboration and the relationships and the friendship with my fellow council members. And that's really important when we're trying to get things done.
So, 我这个席位呢，其实是我们的这个同时的，在我们西雅图市议员有七个席位。有当时呢是我的这同啊，就是跟我一同任职的一些议员们，他们共同选举了我，所以我得到了这个席位。那我这个席位呢，现在呢我在选举，因为呢我现在正其实这是我任职期间，我也学到了好多，我学到了跟我的这个其他的议员们在一起合作，在一起呢共同的这个努力为西雅图呢市民服务。那我也觉得呢这个目前我的竞选除了有一个市议员，其他的市议员都为我背书，都充分的支持我，所以这也是一个有力的证明。所以我这个为大家这个现在当选的话，我觉得我是非常有希望的，因为我们以后我当选了，也是要必须要大家在一起通力合作，共同的在一起为西雅图服务，所以我觉得我有这个优势。
我们知道您的挑战者他在初选的时候就是得票也比较多，然后也得到了 King County 特别是民主党的一些组织的支持，那么就是作为一个挑战者就好像就是得到很多支持的话，是不是表明了他们是要对您的这个职位就是想要挑战您这个职位，然后他们是不是对现在的这个议会有什么不满意的地方？
So we also noticed that your challenger, your opponent, so she from primary election result, so her number was pretty good. So and also she has been endorsed by King County Democrats and other Democratic related organizations, and so she has been running a pretty strong campaign. So as a challenger, so now you've been challenged. So what can you anticipate? So in this race, so you know, it's kind of a pretty tight race. So can you share some insight with us?
Yes, it's we expect, since this is a presidential year election, usually we have city council elections on odd number years, but this year it's even number because of the presidential election. And so we're expecting a super high turnout. And every single year, you always see the very similar positions. There's always like business community that backs one candidate, and then like labor unions and other groups backing another candidate. And so I think it really speaks to how difficult it is sometimes to run in an even year election. And so, but I'm expecting twice the number of people voting in the general next week than in the primary. And so I think it could go either ways. There are a lot of votes out there, and I've been out there every single day door knocking and calling and talking to people and going to events. So I'm excited, and I'm hopeful, and I think we could do this.
Yeah, so 我觉得因为今年是总统大选的年，所以呢刚好呢今年也是西雅图呢这市议会呢我这个竞选的年代，有的时候呢它发生在这个单数的年，有的时候是双数的年，今年刚好呢碰巧在一起，所以呢通常在总统竞选的年代呢有更多的人会参与竞选，所以呢一般的人他平时不太参与竞选的人他都很积极的会成为选民，所以我觉得在这个中期选举的时候呢，这个有些选民没有完全的都投入到竞选当中去，没有投票，但是我觉得这次呢因为是这个大选，所以呢会有更多的人他会呢这个他会来参选，他会选举，他会投票，所以我觉得呢我很有希望。那我觉得呢可能呢最后竞选的结果会有两种可能会有任何可能，但是呢我一直在每天的在跟选民见面，在敲门，在回答大家的问题，在参加每一个社区的活动，每天都马不停蹄，所以我觉得我非常充满希望。
好，我们也知道有一些重要的机构还有人物支持您，就 endorse 包括前州长陆家辉还有西雅图时报，那你能介绍一下一些具体的情况吗？
Yeah, so we have heard so a lot of major and important people, they have endorsed you, including our former governor Gary Locke and the Seattle Times. So would you please share some information regarding these endorsements?
Yeah, I was also endorsed by the Firefighters Union, all of my fellow council members, many people in the community. And so, yes, oh my gosh, thank you. yeah, so I'm very honored to have the support of so many people that have helped me get to where I am today. I stand on the shoulder of many giants, many great people. I've learned so much from my mentors. And so I think people endorse me or they support me because of my experience, because I grew up here. And I have experience running a small business. I've experience building housing, and my record on public safety. This last year on council, I helped pass 11 public safety bills. In this last 9 months, we got a lot of things done to help our community. And so I think that is the reason why a lot of people support me, because they know that I can get things done, that I can help make public safety better. I can help our little small businesses thrive. And especially, I have a lot of experience helping our elders and making sure that we honor our elders and that they feel safe in the community.
Yeah, so 这是确定无疑的，因为我确实得到了来自四面八方的支持。那就是其实呢，包括一些这个firefighters, right, you said, 一些这个就说的消防员这个机构，通常呢不是很多的消防员机构都是可以这个正式的背书的，我也得到了支持。那刚才我也说了，我从第一天从这个我们的吴清雅，他第一天他说他要选举，我一直是他的支持者，我作为一个这个当选的这个市议员。那还有呢，他说因为呢大家为什么支持他呢，因为他的经验，他在中国城他成长，他长大，他熟悉这里的一切，而且他的代表性，所以呢他非常有信心。就是因为呢在这里代表性是非常重要的。那还有呢就是这么多的各行各界，还有就是他，因为他得到的是所有的目前在任的这个他的同伴的这个市议员的支持，还有就是他的这个工作的经历，所以他觉得这些都是他的优势，他也非常的感恩得到了来自各方的支持。
好，我们知道你是在中国城长大的，然后中国城呢像您所说的二十多年没有就是代表中国城的市议员，那么这么多就是能不能介绍一下您给中国城做了什么样的工作，然后为什么您是可以代表中国城的居民为他们服务的？
对，刚才其实我再讲一点，刚才他这个吴清雅也说了，在他这个任职九到十个月期间呢，他已经这个帮助通过了11项法案， 而且呢他特别致力于呢帮助老年人，帮助社会治安，帮助这个就说的大家可这个支付的房屋这些。刚才呢小袁台长又问，就说的你呢这个就是对于中国城
in English
、oh, right 对了、So now talking about okay in Chinatown, right? So for Chinatown's seniors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do to those seniors and also Chinatown's current situation and the public safety, and they are all like related. So what are you going to do? What's your thoughts about that?
I think all the things happening in Chinatown are happening in our entire city of Seattle. Things like public safety, how do we help our elders, how do we help our small businesses are very important. And so during the pandemic, I helped do things like senior escorts. I helped do senior self-defense classes, making sure that we help and talk to our elders about what's going on. If there's a protest, we told them, you know, be careful. And so I think our seniors are a very important voice in our community, and they have an important position, because when they get involved, people will listen. We went to City Hall, we went to County Hall, we brought like about 50 of our elders there, and when we are together, we stand strong, and we're able to get things done. I know a lot of the seniors are worried about public safety, and they were worried about large development projects that were happening, and so we went to City Hall, and we voiced our concerns, and we were able to be heard and get things done. And so I think going forward, we have to realize how important our voice is, and that we vote, make sure we vote, because that helps us be able to get more resources for the Chinatown area.
Yeah, 其实我觉得就是我们中国城的老年人，他们的声音其实是也是居民的声音的一个非常强有力的一方面。如果他们发声，他们的声音会得到重视。那我呢，就是要代表他们。那还有呢，就说的，因为在我们中国城有这么多的问题，那就是因为呢，很多人呢，因为以前没有人代表我们，那我出来呢，我可以代表大家，所以我觉得这个方面的话，我可以进一步的帮助大家解决，比如说在中国城大家关注的问题，社会治安，还有就是老年人的安全，还有就是整个中国城的安全，因为呢，我呢，身体力行的曾经呢，帮助了这些老人，比如说帮助老人就说的带动他们怎么过街呀，怎么出去购物啊，还有就说的告诉老人有一些什么样的这个活动，或者有什么样的视听会，有什么样的这个组织动员他们参加，他们呢都会到场，这样的话呢也增加了这个他们的能见度和这个让他们发声的机会，所以以后呢这个方面我会继续的给提供这样的机会，所以我觉得大家一起这样的话，但是最重要的是每个人都要出来选举，因为你每一票都非常重要，就作为一个我们中国城的老人我说没有的每一位老人如果是美国公民能够是一个有这个正式的选民，大家都要出来投票，这是最重要的。
I think especially right now we're working on the city budget. It's a 2-month-long process, but I'm trying to secure investments into public safety for Chinatown. Trying to get safety ambassadors to help our elders and help our businesses. And then young people tell me that they feel scared taking the school bus in the morning in Chinatown. And so how do you make sure that there are safety ambassadors to help them? And that's what I'm doing right now in this budget. I'm also working on trying to secure investments to help our small businesses. Right now the budget is very important because this is where we put our money where our mouth is and how we dictate what resources Chinatown will get in the next 2 years.And so I think it's important to have that representation to help our elders, help our small businesses, and everybody who lives there.
Yeah, 他觉得就是在我们中国城大家关注的两大问题，就是说一个是社会治安，确保老年人的安全，还有就是说的支持我们的小的商业，小的这个业主。那这方面呢，这个我们呢，其实现在正在这个确定我们西雅图市的这个未来两年的这个城市的这个财政规划。那比如说的具体的多少钱，什么资金放在什么位置上，这个如果我当选了，我继续当选的话，那我就会有发声的机会，那么居民们我也会把居民们的声音带到市议会，这样的话呢大家呢都会呢看到我们真正的有代表性。比如说进一步的我们现在就知道，哦，最近两年现在这 西雅图目前市议会的这个当务之急，就是要确定定下来未来两年的这些资金都是怎么样啊，这个会使用的，怎么拨款的。所以现在呢是关键之处，所以希望大家呢都要积极出来，都要积极投票去选票，这是当务之急。
好，我们进一下广告，广告之后来继续聆听西雅图市议员胡清雅的故事。
声声有情，
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
流感疫苗让我们离零流感生活更近一步，家人无流感，工作无流感，节假日无流感，全都可以接种流感疫苗，共创无流感的华盛顿州。更多信息请访问 flufreewa.org。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
位于 Redmond 和 Bellevue 的小百灵幼儿园，为1岁半到6岁的小朋友提供中英双语教学，由爱心优质教师执教。并配有营养美味配餐、每周主题课程、艺术兴趣教育等。电话4257613726，4257613726。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子。索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话2069206721，2069206721。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台正在直播的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们非常荣幸的在我们位于 Bellevue 的西雅图中文电台的直播间迎来了两位嘉宾，他分别是西雅图市议员胡清雅，还有Newcastle 的市议员孙荣芬啊。那我们请主要是那个为潘亚物啊，就是胡清雅助选啊，然后呢孙老师呢也非常热情的为我们这个节目提供帮助啊。那我们继续这个对潘亚的访谈，就是我们很想知道您我知道您在成为议员之前和之后都给中国城做了很多的事情，然后就是能不能介绍一两件重要的事情，您做过的事情，然后为什么您是可以代表中国城的百姓的。
So we know you have done a lot for the Seattle like community, especially in the Chinatown for the people. And please share with us before and after being a city council member and what you have done, maybe a few things.You have contributed to the people of Seattle Chinatown International District, and so let us know more about you. And we know you grew up in Chinatown, you took Chinese school here, and you have made a lot of friends, and you have made a lot of contributions.
Yeah, I'm really excited about all the things we have done in council in the last 9 months. We passed 11 pieces of public safety legislation, and I am working on number 12 right now.8 years ago, we had a community protector, Donnie Chin. I was really good friends with him. Unfortunately, he was shot outside an illegal nightclub. And so right now, based on that experience, I'm working on legislation to regulate these nightclubs so that they could be safer, so that another person will not have to go through an event similar to what happened to Donnie Chin. And all these violent crimes happen in front of these legal nightclubs. They take account of 11% of all violent crimes in the city. And so we're really focused on public safety. We passed many legislations this last year, which includes drug-free zones, prostitution and loitering bills. We've helped hire more officers. We're still 300 officers short, but we make sure that they're making a competitive wage. And so public safety is one of our biggest priorities. One of our other priorities is how do we build more housing? And so I have that experience building housing with Louisa Hotel. And I think that's really important. How do we build more housing for the entire city? And then the other one of my priorities is how do we address homelessness? And so I help start a community group that goes out and try to connect our unhoused neighbors to services, how to find them shelter, how do they get more food, how do they connect to addiction treatment if they want it. And this is based on this group that I helped start. I have just gotten funding to expand that program throughout the entire city. So it's all about us helping each other.
Yeah, so, okay, this is quite long, but I'm going to try my best. So, I have been, <笑>因为我已经刚才谈到了有12项的这个法令，我帮助呢，这个在西雅图市议会呢，已经确定和通过了。那这些11项呢，都是跟社会安全有关的，为了确保西雅图的社会安全。那我现在目前正在致力于这个第12项的与社会安全有关的法令。那当然，西雅图呢还有警察呢，还是缺乏这个 I think 20% short， you said 对不对 ？So Seattle Police 20% short。
Oh, a short 400 officers.
Yeah, so 一共有400，西雅图还需要400名的这个警官，目前还是缺乏。所以呢这方面呢我也在尽量的就说的致力于增加我们的警力。那还有就是说的我们的中国城。中国城呢提到的是一个社会安全。一个是就是说还有房屋。就是大家呢可以我呢以前呢我本身我是有经验的。因为我是在帮助这个筹建这个路易斯这个宾馆的一个经验。所以我有呢这个就是说的建造就是可以支付的房子的经验。我也希望把这些呢都放在这个我的这个城市中。那么这个社会安全从中国城，其实我们的目标是从中国城蔓延到整个的西雅图城市，让我们西雅图呢有一个安全的安居乐业的这个家园。那这个当然呢是需要呢这个我继续的必须要在这当选，所以希望大家呢都选我，这样的话呢才可以把我这些的梦想都实现。那么在西雅图中呢，我这些年呢做了很多，那这些呢都是我的愿望，我一直在这个身体力行的去推行这些法令。所以这些法令呢，如果我这次呢当选的话，就可以让它呢目前的不仅是在中国城，而且在大西雅图地区都可以，因为我是代表大西雅图所有的人。
我知道您刚刚也提到，就是在中国城建立就是禁止吸毒的人，就是叫drug forbidden zone， right？ And prostitute forbidden zone， for Chinatown。 然后为什么这些禁止吸毒的区跟呢禁止这个色情的区的在中国城设立是重要的？然后我们知道您的竞选对手是反对这个提案的。然后就是你讲讲你跟竞选对手之间的差别。
Yeah, so you mentioned about Seattle in Chinatown, we are trying to create like a drug free zone and also you talk about like prostitution, so related policies and regulations and we also heard from your opponent. So her position is just opposite. So can you share with us, like, from your standpoint of view, how you're going to, promote your policy?
Yes. So my opponent and I do have different policy ideas. For instance, when it comes to policing, I want to make sure we can hire more officers, because if we have more officers, our call time is goes down, and then officers can always respond. My opponent, on the other hand, wants to lower recruiting of officers. She is supported by defund activists. And so I think when it comes to public safety, we have to be able to hire more officers. And at the same time, our city council has expanded and been able to hire more social workers. So I think it's both, more officers and social workers.
Yeah, so 刚才呢，太阳跟我们分享了，就是说他和他的对手呢，竞争对手、竞选对手，他的竞选对手跟他呢是持不同的意见，因为呢，胡青雅他是认为呢，西雅图必须为了社会治安，必须呢一个关键是增加警力，因为刚才他提到了已经缺乏400名警官，所以增加警力的话呢，那大家都打电话报警的时候，才会呢这个减少大家的这个大家的这个等待的时间。他们反应的会更快。那他的这个竞争对手呢，是这个是支持不支持增加警力，他是呢主张呢减少警力，而且呢这个不能够再增加警察，所以呢他跟他的对手呢持完全不同的意见，所以他觉得呢他的这种主张呢是为了更好的增加西雅图的，确保西雅图的治安和安全。那这是他的这方面的观点。那还有就是说的关于这个资金方面，这个是当然需要钱，但是呢他觉得这是必要的，必须要有这个投资的。
I think another big difference is our experience. My opponent used to work for the King County Regional Homelessness Authority. She wrote the 5-year plan that would have cost the city nearly $12 billion. I think we have to be more realistic on how do we help solve homelessness. We have to have measurable goals, and we have to be realistic about what that will cost.
哦，他说还有呢，他跟他的竞争对手的一个区别就是他们的工作经验，因为他的竞争对手呢曾经在西雅图的曾经在这个警郡，我们国王郡是他的任职呢，就是关于是他是任职就是 homelessness 对不对
right authority yeah.
yeah 他是就是关于无家可归者，他们是管理无家可归者的一个中心，所以呢他有一个提案，这个提案呢会这个花西雅图就是 12 billion、yeah, 他会花西雅图这个 12 billion 这么多的钱，等于说都是我们
120亿美元
是我们的，大家都是纳税者的钱，所以这样的话呢完全就是跟他是背道而驰的，所以呢他觉得这是他是为了确保西雅图的城市安全，而他的竞争对手用这么多的钱其实是在浪费我们大家这个纳税者的钱，而且呢不能确保社会安全。
I think the other big difference in homelessness is that I support the mayor's plan on making sure that when there is an encampment, when there are tents, that we offer housing to every single person and try to get them inside before we resolve that encampment. My opponent, on the other hand, thinks that it's okay to let people live outside, but I think it's inhumane.
Yeah, 所以还有一个很大的区别，就是我的竞争对手，他觉得呢，就是这些流浪汉就是在西雅图的街头可以就自己住在外面搭棚子住在外面，但是呢我们觉得这样的话是非人道的，我们应该呢在他这个打算搭棚子在外面无家可归的流离失所的，我们就要把他给他安置在一个地方，他有这个处所，可以呢给他这个温暖的一个家园，所以呢这是我们又是一个本质的区别。
And also, I think, you know, it's experience. I lived here in Seattle. This is my home. I am from community, and I see things and I get things done. My opponent, on the other hand, she always worked in government. She works in bureaucracy. She's not from Seattle. She was from Pacifica, California. And she just moved here recently. And so I think there is a big difference when it comes to the vote.I think public safety is on the ballot, and how important it is that we vote this year because we want safer communities. I think there's a clear choice on which candidate is better.
对，还有一点就是非常的明显，就是我是在西雅图土生土长的，我在这里出生，我在这里长大，我的经验，我的阅历证明了我是很非常强有力的这个就是的能够成为市议员的非常有资历的人选。但是我的对手呢，他是来自加利福尼亚州，而且最近呢他才搬到了西雅图来，而且他的工作经验呢是在这个一直在政府部门工作，他没有在这个 啊，在人民在群众中在生活中的经验，他没有在这个基层的经验，所以他只是这些呢假大空的这些政府方面的经验，所以呢他的一些设想跟我来说，我们讲中文就接地气呀、啊，他是一点都不接地气的。
Let's have another break。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
欢迎回到我们正在直播的西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们在直播间迎来了西雅图市议员胡清雅、谭亚武。还有纽卡特的市议员孙龙芬、Sam Burford， 非常感谢两位光临我们西雅图中文电台。那美国的大选即将在11月5日，也就是下星期二，就是投票截止。那个西雅图呢，这个议员的席位也非常的重要，在我们西雅图，特别是中国城，代表我们华人利益的，几十年来。只有我们这位同胞胡清雅、谭亚武，那我们相信谭亚的再次当选是非常重要的。我们也想请谭亚给我们介绍一下您担任市议员以来有没有就是学到了什么，然后做出了哪些成就。
So 在这里呢So Tanya, please share with us. So you have been on the city council for like 9 months. So you have done a lot.
10 months.
9 or 10 months. Almost.
Since January. Okay.
Yeah, January.
Yeah. Because she said 9 months or 10 months, right?
Nine to ten months.
So you have done a lot for the city and for Chinatown and for the entire Seattle city.And please share with us. We know that this election is very important because if you're elected, you represent all the people in the city of Seattle. Also, you represent the Chinese Americans and the people in Chinatown International District. So please share with us, since you have been a council member for almost 10 months, so what you have learned, what you have earned from experience, and what you have done for the entire city, and please share with us.
Oh, I've learned so much in the last 9 to 10 months. I've learned how important it is to make sure our voice is being heard, make sure our perspective and our story is being told, and how important we have in the important job we have of ensuring public safety. I knocked on over 10,000 doors in the last year and a half.And that's the number one thing right now is public safety. And all these bills that we passed in the last couple months help get us closer to our goal. It's not going to happen overnight. It took us a while to get here, but it's going to take us a while to get out. But we're putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. And so I think we're working towards a shared goal. We all have the same priorities on council. We want to be able to build more housing as well. And how do we help our unhoused neighbors come inside? And so I think it's all about working together. It's all about collaboration, because my fellow council members, they represent different districts, but the seat is citywide. And so learning how to work with all of the council members, they're all very different. And that's a lot of collaboration and making sure we have strong relationships.
So 我在这个九到十个月的这个作为西雅图的这个整个城市的作为这个议员的代表，那我其他的这个我的同事呢，其他的城市议员都是代表各自不同的选区。那么我在这期间学到了太多，学到了很多。那首先呢，就是关于这个确保公众的安全，西雅图的治安。那这个怎么能够呢？还有呢一点就是说的，给他们提供呢可以这个这个承受的，可以这个接受的，不是非常高价的这个住房啊，这样的话呢，让这个流离失所的人都有温暖的家可以居住。那还有呢，就是在我们的这个工作中呢，像我过去我刚才提到了这十一项法案都是跟社会治安有关的。那还有就是我在跟我的这个市议员的同事们工作中，我们呢我就学到了这个通力合作，互相支持，大家一起呢这个齐心协力的这个重要性。再有呢就是说我们的这个社会治安，还有就是说的关于资金各方面。我觉得呢最重要的就是说我如果当选的话，我呢其实是代表整个的西雅图的这个居民的。那么我呢要跟每一个我的这个同事们，他们代表各同不同选区的人共同的合作。那么还有的就是说的，我体会到了发声的重要性，就是说的我们的声音是非常重要的。第一呢，要敢于发声，要敢于发言，敢于呢提出问题，还要敢于解决问题。这个也是本身就是我们这个代表亚裔发声，代表华裔发声的一个好的机会。我觉得这点都是我在这期间的学到的非常宝贵的一些经验。
知道市议员通常都是不分党派的，就是相当于都是 independent 的。然后我们想知道，就是您担任市议员以来跟市政府的合作的情况，特别是我们也知道市长也挺支持您的，然后你能介绍一下这方面的情况吗？
So as we know that a city council member's seat is non-partisan. It's nothing about which party you work for, you belong to. And also, we also know that you have been working with the city of Seattle and the government. And
the mayor.
The city of Seattle, the mayor has your supporter and endorse you and support you. And let us know how you have been working together, how he has been supporting you.
Well, it's quite amazing how for the first time in a long time, the council and the mayor, we share the same priorities. And we have the same values and goals. And so we're getting a lot of things done, working very closely with the office. I have weekly meetings with the mayor's office, working together on making sure Chinatown International District is very vibrant, making sure that there's a lot of public safety legislation that we're passing and we continue to pass. I think it's been a good experience so far, because everyone talked about how before this year the council was very divided and there were a lot of arguments, but this year it's been very non-dramatic.
So, 我觉得以我个人的经验，真是就是，好，对我来说是第一次西雅图的我们的市长和我们的市议会议员们是站在同一个这个平台上，我们大家呢有共同的观点，有共同的目标。我们真是呢朝着这个目标一直在工作，一直在合作，所以这点呢我非常的欣慰。那我们呢都是有共同的这个共识，所以呢这个在以前大家都是在电视上也好，还有各方面的新闻都有目共睹。以前是西雅图市议会是这个各持己见，还有跟市长呢都是不是说的站在一个平台上的，因为有不同的观点。所以我非常感恩呢，这次非常难得我们在一起每次呢都是共同的制定一些法令啊，都能够达成共识啊，我觉得这点是非常宝贵的，所以我觉得也非常的珍贵，能够大家呢西雅图迎来今日的这次的这个西雅图这届的议会，所以是跟以往是不同的，我觉得是非常难得。
我们知道今年的西雅图警察局换了个领导，就是局长换了，然后对你们的工作有没有什么影响？
So we heard that the Seattle police chief has changed job, and also you know what's going on recently. So what kind of impact on the council as a whole, the job?
So I had a really good relationship with the police chief. He just recently sued the city, so I'm not allowed to comment on our relationship with him. But I also really like our new interim police chief, Chief Sue Rahr. I really like her initiative on how do we hire more female officers, how do we have more diverse officers, and I think she was on Obama's 21st Century Policing Task Force, and so I think she's going to help change the culture of the department and hopefully be able to recruit more officers.
Yeah, so 其实呢，我跟这个目前已经离任的这个西雅图的这个前任的这个警察局的局长呢，我们的关系呢很好。我们合作的也很愉快，所以呢，在这里呢，我不便于呢跟大家分享一下这里的一些细节，因为呢受到一些这个这个、限制吧，我是无法在这里分享。但是呢，目前呢，我们西雅图的这个就是目前正在这个这就是说的转型期间的这个目前的这个警察局长，我呢很我觉得我跟他合作的很愉快，工作的也很愉快。他呢也是这个西雅图奥巴马的。也是这个21世纪的这个就说的这么一个这个警察这个任务的这个协会的一个成员，所以我觉得呢，他目前的一些这个他的设想，他的一些这个这个安排和他的一些执行的一些决策，我觉得呢我也是觉得是非常好的，我也呢很支持。那所以呢，希望呢就说的整个的我们就是希望，其实都是想他说怎么能够。能够再招一些呢，就是女性的西雅图的这个警察。这样的话呢，不只是看到很多的，我们说警察都是很多都是男的警官，这个我觉得呢也是一个非常好的一个提案。我希望呢能够看到这个呢能够实行。
因为我们节目时间有限，所以就是首先问题不多。我们知道离大选的日期还不到一周了，然后对于我们西雅图的华人来说，选胡琴雅、谭雅继续连任西雅图市议员是非常重要的。那我们很想知道，如果大家想要帮助您连任的话，就是我们的华人同胞能够做些什么？
Yeah, so right now we have limited time, so we can't include a lot of content and questions. But now as we know, it's less than a week.Until the election night, next Tuesday, and so we want to support you, and because we really really want to see you elected. So would you please let our audience and our community know what we can do for you, and what would you like us do for your election? How we can support at this point?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I can't stress enough the importance of please vote.Especially if you're in Seattle, please make sure you turn your ballots in. We have 6 more days in the election to go. Public safety is on the ballot. Also, it's a very important local election, but also the national election is very important as well. And if you don't live in Seattle, please tell all your friends about my campaign and also encourage them to vote. So we're almost at the finish line. We're really close. The polling is showing that it's going to be a really close election in my race, and so every vote will count.
Yeah, 所以我希望大家呢，谢谢大家的支持，因为确实竞选呢，这个还有这个六天时间，很非常的迫在眉睫所以呢，我希望大家呢，你如果是西雅图的这个选民，请你呢这个投出您的宝贵的一票，请投我一票。那如果呢您不在西雅图的这个各位观众和社区的朋友们。请你呢这个鼓励告诉你在西雅图的朋友积极的投票投我一票，因为每一票都是非常关键所以希望大家呢都投出你的宝贵的一票，确保我们的竞选。根据这个最近的这个调查显示呢，我们的这个竞选的我们这个非常的接近所以呢不管怎么接近，但是最后呢这宝贵的一票，你的一票是关键的一票。我希望我能当选，你的一票，我希望赢得每一位听众和朋友的一票。
您的竞选网站还有其他的方式能公布一下吗？
Please share with us your campaign website, and then also the information people can support or donate.
Yes, my website is www.wooforseattle.com. And
who is W-O-O?
Yes, W-O-O-F-O-R-S-E-A-T-T-L-E.com. And all the information is on there. There's a donation link. Information about my platform, about my work is all there. And so, and if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. That email address is also on the website.
Yeah, 所以大家可以呢关注这个胡清雅的这个竞选网站，因为呢她姓胡，对不对？胡，
嗯 ，W-O-O，
对，所以她是 W-O-O 啊、所以呢都到这竞选网站，应该是Tanya Wu
for
Seattle.com，for Seattle，for Seattle.com， 希望大家支持。
Just,
同时在网站
Wu for Seattle，
对 ，Wu for Seattle， 而且呢她的网站有她的电子邮件，大家也可以跟她联系。
OK， 好，今天非常感谢西雅图市议员胡清雅、谭雅雾，还有纽卡斯的市议员孙荣芬、Sam Burford 参加我们的节目，感谢各位朋友的收听，我们祝谭雅高票当选。
我在这里真的衷心的祝愿谭雅雾竞选成功，我是100%的支持你竞选成功。
Yeah, so we wish you success.In your election.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
So I said you know, wholeheartedly support you, 100%. I wish you a successful election, and you people will vote for you.
Oh, thank you so
elected.
Much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yes. So proud to be and honored to be here.
That's
it. 谢谢大家 Thank you.
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓，
赶快行动吧，广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持，如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698，西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。